Just 10 Minutes by Frank Napoleon. Rummaging through his dresser drawers, Joshua searched in vain for a charged power cell. Aha, he thought. Dead. Another one. Nope, it was dead too. Of course, the dresser was supposed to hold his clothes, but in order to keep his room picked up, Joshua used several of the drawers as dumping grounds for dozens of items collected over the years. All too nice to throw away, but not remarkable enough to display. There were sketches, pocket-sized games, all sizes of balls, really interesting rocks found on a long-ago expedition, all near treasures. Joshua had a few items from his dad buried deep in the drawer, lovingly preserved in old socks. He had an old pen scanner, the kind used long ago to capture and convert images into holographic replicas. There was a scent amplifier, once used with the now-defunct Modern Living digital cookbooks. He wondered if any of these old tomes could be found at the museum. Joshua could hear his mama's voice echoing in his head over and over, "Return your power cells to the re-energizer as soon as they're drained." Mercifully, the sound of shifting memorabilia drowned out her nagging tone. Or did it? Did he just hear his name being called? What now, he thought as he ran through the list of usual offenses. Had he left his shoes out in the open rather than storing them in the recessed shoe rack? Had he forgotten to clean up his after-breakfast, before-lunch snack? Had Mom talked with one of her friends again about a new chore that so-and-so did, and what a good idea it was to have Joshua do the same? He stopped shuffling and listened. Yes, the voice was not just in his head. It was coming from down in the kitchen. "Joshua," yelled Mrs. Thomas again. "Yes, Mom," Joshua answered, trying to hide his dread. He was concerned his sugary tone sounded too forced. "I need you to remember to take the cake out of the oven. It needs to be in for just 10 minutes. Mrs. Thomas was making a German chocolate cake for that evening's FF meeting. "Aw, Mom, I'm supposed to meet Emma over at the museum around lunchtime." He planned to meet his friend Emma and hoped to have their time together stretch well beyond lunch, ideally long enough that when he returned, the FF meeting would be over. FF was short for Freedom Friends, a group of older people who, from Joshua's standpoint, didn't do much more than drink clear coffee, eat someone's free cake, and talk about the past. They were always pointing out how Joshua and his friends didn't work as hard as they had to work when they were his age. They complained how they didn't have personal holofilms, didn't get their hair bleached and tightly curled, didn't have aura links like the kids these days. After the meetings, Joshua's mom seemed to criticize him even more than usual. "You need to stay clear of that old building," said Mrs. Thomas. "That relic of the past should have been torn down years ago, along with all the junk inside. Besides, I hear that that Solomon character is not too well liked by the friends." Joshua had worked with Emma in the museum shop repairing equipment for the exhibits. He was proud of the work he did. It made him sad and at the same time a bit angry when his mom referred to the museum as nothing but a collection of old junk. Slightly out of breath, his mom continued talking as she neared the top of the stairs. "I'm taking a quick sauna shower, so do as I asked and take the cake out of the oven." "Why not just set a timer?" said Joshua, trying not to sound too sarcastic. His mom was always accusing him of being smart-mouthed. Smarting back to his mom was the surest way to get sent to your room for a few days without access to any electronics. It had already happened once this summer, and he was doing his best not to repeat the offense. "You know that auto timer has not been working since you and your friend Emma borrowed it for some foolish experiment." Joshua had honestly forgotten. He borrowed so many parts and pieces for the projects he and Emma worked. Most of them he returned whole, often working better, or at least working differently than when he had started. He enjoyed the challenge of figuring out how things functioned. To really understand often required disassembly. He was not as skillful as his friend Emma, She would study a device for long moments at a time while even touching it. Joshua's style was to use a pulse hammer. To hurry along the investigation. One light touch on the sledge setting of the pulse hammer could drive a stake into rock-solid ground. It could also coax an intricate mechanical device to reveal its internal secrets. "Oh, yeah, I'll fix that," said Joshua, trying to sound genuine. First, he'd have to remember where he'd left it. He wondered if he'd just overcommitted himself. Hearing enough, Mrs. Thomas said, "Joshua, hey, just 10 minutes, got it?" in a plodding, exasperated tone. "Got it," grumbled Joshua. He went back to hunting for power cells. Perhaps he had a few down in the kitchen drawer. He could ask Emma to bring one. He'd give her a quick link before he left. Speaking of linking, Joshua couldn't seem to find his Aura Link either. The tiny communications earbud was often getting lost. Not only did his mom give him a hard time when she had to pay to replace one, but he dreaded downloading all his friends' link numbers and authorization codes. Each link required a complicated and time-consuming series of approvals, starting with the central authority and going all the way down to the link owner. Years of unregulated solicitations had made the use of personal communication Aura Links almost more trouble than they were worth. Persuaded by corporate pressure, the central authority stepped in to tightly regulate who could transmit to whom and for what purposes. It was rumored that even the contents of links were being monitored to ensure no unauthorized solicitations were being made over the network. Luckily, the Thomases had just had a new locator terminal installed in their home, courtesy of the central authority. This device could pinpoint the location of a registered object in a fraction of a second. Joshua had programmed the locator himself to track and locate nearly every one of his favorite electronic gadgets. He was always misplacing stuff. But since his mom had received final approval for the locator, he hadn't lost a thing. The central authority actually reduced the charges assessed for using the devices if the tracking parameter options was enabled. The agreement, which Joshua didn't really read before accepting, said something about using the device usage information for market research and other purposes. Sure, he would still get a lecture from his mom when he left his pair of glides off the storage rack, but he no longer caught grief over not being able to find his stuff. Joshua approached the wall-mounted panel and spoke to it. "Where's my Aura Link?" The unit did not emit its normal recognition beep. It also did not display a graphical map of the house, zooming in on that particular section of the house where the Aura Link had been left. Joshua pressed the manual link amplifier point. "Locate Aura Link," he said louder and even with more enunciation. Still nothing. "What gives? Does nothing work in this house?" he grumbled. He was beginning to think his mom might be right. Perhaps he did tinker with household gadgets a bit too much. While he was thinking about why the locator seemed to have just stopped working, he was jolted back to the here and now by the piercing squeal of the oven char detector. This told him two things. First, infrared sensors had detected something in the oven that was now past the predetermined level of doneness. In this case, it was likely Mom's cake. Second, his mom was going to yell at him really loud and really long as soon as she managed to get dressed. That would be very soon, too, since the sonic shower didn't use water. It used pulses of inaudible sound and a stream of heated air to gently remove dead skin cells, dirt, and excess oil. In Joshua's opinion, it was not as refreshing as a water shower, but the central utility strictly rationed water during the summer for all but direct ingestion. Joshua ran downstairs and punched the alarm silencer and heater element off buttons on the front of the control panel. He peered through the clear oven door to see a smoldering disc-shaped hunk of char. While it looked like a small sewer cover, he figured it was actually his mom's chocolate cake. Even without power cells or his Aura Link, Joshua figured it was time to head out. If he waited around for sentencing, He knew he'd be condemned to sit in his room for the rest of the night. If he managed to make it out of the house before his mom caught him, he'd still be grounded, but not until he returned home that night. One more night of freedom, he thought. I'm heading out, Mom, he breathed quietly. He was pleased when, after a very short pause, no one answered. He could now swear that he had turned off the heating element and called to her before leaving. As for what happened to the cake after that, he could plead ignorance.